Everybody, this is Pastor Buddy, and I'm joining you live right now on WWCR around the world on the transmitting Jewel South. Glad to have you aboard. For all of you that are listening around the world, we welcome you in here tonight to the Shepherd's Call, part 9 of our series of 20 and 12. We're going to get right down to it as we are now at a time most critical. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that the Bible said that in the last days, perilous times will come? We are now, right now as I speak, we are in a time when natural disasters like hurricanes, earthquakes, tidal waves are dramatically affecting our planet. We have uncontrollable fires. We have drought, we have pandemics, we have flesh-eating staph infections, we have AIDS, cancer, heart trouble, drug-induced schizophrenia, mind-controlled, pre-mind-controlled, school shootings, unprecedented. What's going on? Well, maybe the evil ones of Revelations chapter 11, verse 18, where we left off last Sunday night with our text. Again, we emphasize that the Bible, the book that has stood for centuries, with the prophecies facing us, declaring the end from the very beginning. That's why I believe in the book, the Bible. Rightly divided, it becomes a source of life and safety and instruction for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. Without that spiritual holy anointing that only Yahweh can give to his people, we're going to face the most perilous, dangerous times as the evil ones, according to Revelations 11, verse 18, they're going to seek to destroy this beautiful earth quickly with atomic powers and nuclear, scalar, electromagnetic things that we're going to talk about. Or they're killing it more slowly with pollution, devastation of our resources, overpopulation. Our world has now entered a state of chaos. This earth can no longer support our present habits. She no longer has the resources to supply enough oil, wood, or water to sustain all of us living on this planet. Something's got to give, ladies and gentlemen. A prime example of the situation that we're truly facing looming now on the scene, particularly here in America. The price of oil has skyrocketed. Reckon it was by design by those who reap whirlwinds from the flow of the oil and the control of the oil, ladies and gentlemen. And the problem will not soon rectify itself. The basic supply and demand states that there is not enough of these natural resources, including oil, and the prices will continue to skyrocket. We have had inflation for 38 long years. Now, think about that. Inflation car that used to cost $2,000 now costs $35,000. Same metal, same companies that were making them, practically. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, the inflation has skyrocketed. The USA is teetering on the edge of a major financial collapse, even as I speak. In fact, those with money and knowing what's going on are quickly trying to secure their wealth, while the unfortunate ones who are heavily mortgaged or locked into an inflexible retirement account may, just may, as they were in 1929 in the great crash of that day, be left holding the bag. Now listen to this. This is very interesting. A 2005 study by an independent group based on the evidence of public documents decided by their investigation that the Federal Reserve and the top of the 10% of income earners own 70% of the wealth. Now listen, let me repeat that. The Federal Reserve found that the top 10% of income earners own 70% of the wealth. Now it gets better. With the top 100, let me repeat that. With the top 1%, not 100%, but the top 1%, the top of the elite of 1%, these are the major shareholders of corporations and big banks, money makers, own more than all of the bottom 95%. These are examples of the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer. Now we're going to continue. Also, at this point in history, we are now striving to feed the millions of people throughout the world. If you're a meat eater, you need to access the list of meat companies that just in the last 2 years have had to recall their products. The United States once had a safe food industry, but since NAFTA and the criminal class of legislatures and those open border presidents decided that greed is more important than our lives, this country is headed for third world health problems with the things that I just mentioned: pandemics, flesh-eating sores, AIDS, cancer, drug-induced schizophrenics, the school shootings through mind control, and our nation, ladies and gentlemen, is still eating and drinking and being merry, as this country is for sure, unless there is something miraculously going to happen in our country, we are headed for third world status. Now, let me show you that the food contamination with the GMOs and things of this nature, we are now going to produce the world's greatest health problems. Tapeworms, TB is back on the rise, leprosy, and many of the diseases that I've already mentioned that were once almost non-existent in our country. Extreme poverty is rampant. Our cities are laying full of people with no place to sleep and nothing to eat, roaming aimlessly up and down the streets. Roving gangs out of control, police departments overwhelmed with the rampant rise in crime. Now, if you look at the extreme poverty in our nation, ladies and gentlemen, we've got it. Especially look at those in the developing third world countries. They say right now that somewhere in the world, a child dies of hunger every 2 seconds. Let me repeat that. Somewhere in the world, a child dies of hunger every 3 seconds. This is another truth that will befall of us if we choose to do nothing to regenerate our planet. We cannot raise animals. We can't farm the land. It's become empty and barren, or blacktopped, or high rises. Land that is full of pollutants beyond a usable state. This is where we're all headed with the farming of both animal life and vegetation. 20 years ago, we could not fathom running out of oil. Many of you cannot imagine that we would run out of food. We believed that there would never be a time that we could not sustain life on this planet with farming. Now, if you believe that, you're gravely mistaken by looking at the statistics of a child dying every 2 to 3 seconds because it has nothing in its stomach. Extreme poverty is rampant. Now, watch on television as they desensitize you from the reality that billions of people are now hungry and sick and tired and weary and disillusioned with death following them as the hunter hunts the hunted. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now on this earth where we have our earth unable no longer to filter out the pollutants that we are manufacturing. Our earth is choking to death while we continue to pour more and more toxic solvents into her body. Earth is a living being. She's alive and breathing. Yet we continue to treat our earth with complete disrespect and irrelevance. Why? Because the scriptures of Revelation chapter 11 verse 18 declares that like we treat each other, as we think, so shall we become. The earth is picking up these vibrations that I've been talking about, and ladies and gentlemen, she's about to rebel. Yahweh looked down on the sins and the disobedience and the disrespect of a generation in the days of Noah. He looked down upon the people in Sodom and Gomorrah. Ladies and gentlemen, we've plundered the earth to the state of almost sure destruction. We are almost at the point of no return. Not only have we mistreated and taken for granted our homes and the provider, but we have also done the same to the inhabitants, the animals, and the plants. Within the next 25 years, there will not be enough clean water. Oh, we did a series on that, ladies and gentlemen. There will not be enough clean water. What are fossil fuels left to continue supplying this planet with the human essentials? To put this in perspective, listen to me well, ladies and gentlemen, unless we have what is coming up, as Pastor Buddy's done prophesied to you, a war to alleviate all of these problems. How do we get out of this? We just reduce the population. We continue to explode nuclear testing bombs. We pollute the water. And we shell our enemy with all of these nuclear bombs or shells, depleted uranium, if you will, ladies and gentlemen, that will essentially poison our earth for billions of years. Can you believe that wicked men, in order to gain the upper hand, would resort in this day of educated intelligence? Billions of us will be without food, and the next 25 years will be without fuel, will be without water. Did you know a lot of people just this year alone will freeze to death because they can't afford the heating oil that's going to raise at least 8%? What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? How are we going to explain to our future generations that are to come that we've mortgaged? Did you know that the Iraq war costs now the 300 million citizens, and of that, probably 200 million are legal taxpayers trying to work and make a living and support our cause, that the war is costing each man, woman, and child in America $8,000, and the debt load is increasing to the point that we are going to spend over the course of this war somewhere between $4 and $5 trillion. When is it going to stop? When we increase that expenditure to at least $40 trillion to have an all-out war in the Middle East, or coming soon, maybe a retaliation to a neighborhood near you on the shores of America. Great concern among our own people. Prophets are screaming to the top of their voice, stop this insanity, return to the Creator. And yet, they take God out of the schools, they take God out of our government, and they've taken God out of our homes. And we have become a generation just like it was, a godless. We do not fear God. The Bible said in the last days that even children will be disrespectful to their parents, unholy, doing things against nature, partying. A hurricane comes and all they want to do is go to the source of a hurricane and ride it out and have a hurricane party as they drink and drug themselves and dance themselves into a frenzy of uncontrollable emotions. A world without food. By 2025, we're going to have to explain to the hungry bellies right in our own nation, as we become third world, unless, ladies and gentlemen, we close our borders and remove the filth that we are importing just for the greed of men, evil men, that are intending on gathering up riches to store it against the witness of the last days. We've done covered the melting polar caps, sending millions of gallons of fresh water into a salted ocean, and the seas are actually desalinizing. This means that the level of salt in the ocean is diminishing, and that in turn means that the ocean creatures who are adaptive to salt water and all of its vegetation that lives within our nose will die with the new water composition. It's very dangerous for all of us, as our ocean is the lifeblood of our planet. Ladies and gentlemen, Earth is going to change. Our world is full of hunger. It's full of anger. It's full of war. Daily we're bombarded through the media of our governments to prepare. It could mean third world war. Our leaders just said this week, out of the mouth of two of our top leaders in America, if this happens, then there will be a third world war. Ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing it more, and you heard it here before. I predicted this 10 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, that we're on a course for the final, as Albert Pike had determined in 1871 with his agenda of the New World Order. And ladies and gentlemen, people that join these organizations, you see, if Mr. Pike belonged to a certain organization in the earth, and he already said that there would be three world wars when they could bring in the radiant light of a new world order as Luciferians. It is a war between the children of light who love darkness better than light, ladies and gentlemen, our people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. The light people need to come up to speed. We need to increase the frequency. How do you do that, Pastor Buddy? We pray, we repent on our knees. We call upon the great magnanimous and magnificent name of Yahweh and plead for mercy. Our governments would have you to believe so greatly in global threats that they would risk our dear planet by creating war all over the earth. We're going to tell you how this war is coming about. Ladies and gentlemen, if we are to destroy our planet, and the Bible warns us emphatically, unconditionally, that Yahweh will have to intervene in 11 Revelations 18, that he's going to come back, cut the time short, unless he does this, ladies and gentlemen. It's written in the book of Matthew chapter 24, unless he intervenes in these critical times that we're living in, there won't be any flesh saved. Now, our governments would surrender your flesh to live in their underground bunkers or places of safety, maybe even, ladies and gentlemen, they've got it planned to escape the planet till she cools off after a nuclear holocaust. We don't know. But the Bible says they have it in their mind to destroy the planet. It's unreal how evil that man has become, and their agenda to raise money by taxation for war, because it sustains the economy, but later it will create destruction for all of us, and we must turn our heads back to our Father in repentance. If my people, which are called by the name of Yahweh, ladies and gentlemen, there's coming a standing marching army of men and women who are not interested in the material things of the world. They'll no longer look at their 401ks or their stock portfolios and count their pieces of silver and gold. They will hazard their life to get out and preach and to warn the people that the time is short and the time of trouble such as never was, according to Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 7. Oh my, ladies and gentlemen, the chief strategy of the evil ones is to destroy our earth. And you say, well, Pastor Buddy, I just don't see that happening because men have got too much intelligence to unleash the forces of the bombs and the nuclear armaments that they have. Ladies and gentlemen, it only takes one madman to plunge this earth into a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Is it going to happen, Pastor Buddy? Well, we're going to give you the quantum potential weapon that is being used now to weaken the immune systems of whole populations in preparation for these bio attacks. This is a force multiplier strategy of asymmetric warfare in which the effects of a bioattack can be multiplied 5 times over or equal to nuclear holocaust. Ladies and gentlemen, chaos and destructions by using these weapons, which we're going to show you that they're already on record by your leaders of 40 years ago, as they announced that they had a weapon to control the weather. You believe that? What do you think about these natural disasters that have been targeted in certain specific areas, particularly, ladies and gentlemen, of all places, the United States of America. Do you believe that there is nations abroad that has this powerful device, that they worked on it long before we worked on it? Now, we played catch up and we have eventually caught up. But there is a force and an enemy that would like to see our nation destroyed through these things. Now, we're rushing toward war. It's important to realize that the truth is rather frightening, and this possibility that this war will involve the use of scalar electromagnetic weapons. And there is a number of possessors of such weapons that are now in the earth, and these are called longitudinal wave interferometers, or for short, the industry describes them as Tesla cannons. They will use electromagnetic EM waves to accomplish this from a distance. These are the weapons that the Soviet leader Khrushchev spoke 40 years ago when he declared, "We have," and ladies and gentlemen, he wasn't just whistling Dixie, "we have a new weapon," he declared, "just within the portfolio of our scientists, so to speak, which is so powerful that if unrestrainably used, if not unrestrainably used, it could wipe out all life on Earth. It is a fantastic weapon." Khrushchev, speaking to the Soviet Parliament in January 1960. These are also the weapons that are referred to in 1997, just 1997, by our Defense Secretary, William Cohen, when he said, "Other nations are engaging even in an eco-type of terrorism, whereby they can alter the climate." Are you listening, ladies and gentlemen? Here is your defense secretary. You think he might have some inside information? Ladies and gentlemen, they are able, he said, he went on to say, they are able to set off earthquakes. Oh, really? Man-made earthquakes? Alter the climate? Unreal. While you hang out at McDonald's, eating hamburgers and french fries, and drinking Coca-Cola, ladies and gentlemen, wicked men are now producing weapons that President Khrushchev said in 1960 that if we don't restrain this weapon in its usage, it could wipe out all life on Earth. It is a fantastic weapon. What are we talking about here, ladies and gentlemen? Volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves? So there are plenty of ingenious minds that are working to find ways to destroy or wreak terror upon our planet. It's real. And that's the reason that we have to pray and seek our Father. Mr. Cohen went on to say that through these electromagnetic waves, man is finding ways that can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real, and there's no reason why that we have to intensify. That is why we have to intensify our counter-terrorism efforts, spoken at a speech in 1997. One of the leading experts in the field of science of scalar electromagnetics, it's scientist Thomas E. Bearden. Ladies and gentlemen, I went on his website and I looked at all of the evidence that he has gathered, he's just one of the many, on this subject, and we are in what we call a time of trouble. The Secretary of the Defense of the United States confirmed that indeed these weapons exist right now and have been for some time, are now being used to initiate earthquakes, to engineer the weather and the climate, and the initiate of the eruption of volcanoes. Remember the tsunami? Ladies and gentlemen, these are just some of the examples. Remember the fires that are burning in California? Remember the droughts here in the South, in areas that we haven't had the likes since record keeping that I explained in our last message? We are now in a time when we have this formation of waves of pure stress in the space-time medium, or in the vacuum. They're called scalar electromagnetic waves, invented by Mr. Tesla, never tested beyond his limited testing, as his technology was put under wraps by the United States government, but stolen by those who were in control of the government in the 50s, when our electromagnetic scalar technology from Tesla, along with the secrets of the atomic bombs and nuclear energy, were hand-delivered, along with, get this now, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to blow you away. Not only did they deliver it to the communist nations abroad, they also loaned them a special plate to create money to develop the system. Can you believe that some of our leaders would be so cruel and inhumane to betray our nation? Oh my. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's just so plain in the last days that our Heavenly Father, we know, is coming soon. The Bible tells us so. It says, look for us in the day that you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Now, what are they promising you, ladies and gentlemen? They promise you liberty. But listen to me. When they promise you liberty, then cometh what? Sudden destruction. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there is an evil intent in the evil men that rule this planet. And I've talked to you for the ninth hour, beginning the ninth hour, on the series of 20 and 12. You need to purchase these CDs, and you need to study them very closely for its content. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to make preparation now. The Bible said, when you see these days come, flee to the mountains. Why, is it going to be a time of trouble? Yes, it's going to be a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Did you know that the only fallout shelter that is still maintained is in Madison County, Alabama? That we've been discouraged from fallout shelters. But other nations, ladies and gentlemen, Russia and China and other nations, are equipping themselves and their stockpiles of survival gear. America is the only one that has been told that there's no problem. You don't have to worry. When they say peace and safety, then cometh what? A sudden destruction. Ladies and gentlemen, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the time is coming when we will have a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. It'll start right here in our own country. This nation has never seen its children laying in bombed out cities with their guts ripped out or eaten out by the stray dogs and seeing these mindless, shell-shocked people wandering in the streets, dazed and bruised, and poisoned with the fallout of radiation. We're already, ladies and gentlemen, heavily mortgaged, and we're in a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Now, why would we want to survive in a time of trouble like this, Pastor Buddy? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's a reason, and we're going to tell you that right after we come back from our break. We're going to give you this little song here, and if you really think about it, it is one of the greatest songs ever written, and this is what we need. Environmental warfare is defined as the intentional modification or manipulation of the natural ecology, such as climate, weather, earth systems, such as the ionosphere and the tectonic plate system, and or the triggering of seismic events such as earthquakes to cause intentional physical, economical, and psychological or psychosocial and physical destruction of an intended target, geophysical or population location as part of the strategic or tactical war manual of the Department of Defense. Now, what are the underlying causes of extreme weather instability that we've been facing? It's ravaged every nation and every region of the world in the course of the last few years. What's happening? Hundreds and hundreds of hurricanes and tropical storms. Even had a hurricane, ladies and gentlemen, in the Middle East, unprecedented, have ravaged our Caribbean, Central Asia, and Middle East. We're affected by drought. West Africa is facing the biggest swarm of locusts in more than a decade. Four destructive hurricanes and a tropical rainstorm came upon this nation. Alex, Ivan, Francis, Charlie, and Jeannie. They've occurred in a sequence within a short period of time. Unprecedented in hurricane history in the Caribbean. What's going on? The island of Grenada was completely devastated. 37 people killed, and roughly two-thirds of the island's 100,000 inhabitants have been left homeless. In Haiti, more than 2,000 people died, and tens of thousands became homeless. The Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Cuba, the Bahamas, Florida, Mississippi, Georgia, the Carolinas have recorded the highest damage in the history of the U.S. in keeping these records. What's going on? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you believe the reports, the study that was released in 2003 by the World Organization, the WMO, places the blame without further explanation at the feet of global warming. Mr. Gore would want you to believe that also. But ladies and gentlemen, if they're hiding something from you, I mean, it's also melting the poles out on Mars and Jupiter. Is it warming up out there? Is it global warming in space? Or is these extreme events of high temperatures and low temperatures and high rainfall amounts and droughts, do they go into calculating the monthly and annual average for which these temperatures have been gradually increasing over the past 100 years? While global warming is undoubtedly an important factor, it does not, let me repeat, it does not fully account for these extreme and unusual weather events. Did your Savior, your Messiah, in Matthew chapter 24, did he know that evil men would seek to destroy this planet with a technology that at that time wouldn't even have been thought of? Ladies and gentlemen, most people today can't even fathom in their hearts and minds as they watch the NFL and the NBA, and as they eat, drink, and be merry, as they attend these games as they did in Rome when they were feeding the flesh of holy and righteous men and women to the beast to get a thrill and a chill. Ladies and gentlemen, if these reptilian shape-shifting demonic demons that look normal in a three-piece business suit are as full of Satan as Satan can be without shape-shifting into his real self. You're going to see it, ladies and gentlemen. America's weather warfare arsenal has significantly increased over the last 40 years. It is a priority of the Department of Defense. It's not a matter for debate or discussion. While environmentalists blame the Bush administration for not having signed the certain treaties of the United Nations, the issue of weather warfare, namely the manipulation of weather patterns for military use, is never mentioned since mentioned by Mr. Khrushchev. And Mr. Cohen, you notice that everybody became hush-hush. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the greatest kept secret now in the arsenals of these nations, that they do have the capability of manipulating climates, either for testing purposes or for outright military intelligence use. These capabilities extend to the triggering of floods, hurricanes, droughts, and earthquakes. In recent years, large amounts of money have been allocated by the U.S. Defense Department to further develop and perfect all of these capabilities. Weather modification would become a part of domestic and international security and could be done unilaterally. It could have offense and defensive applications and even be used for the deference of purposes and the ability to generate precipitation. That's large amounts of rain, fog, and storms on Earth, or to modify space weather. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. With the HAARP system now modifying the space weather and the production of artificial weather, all are a part of an integrated set of technologies which can provide substantial increase in U.S. or degraded capability of an adversary to achieve a global awareness, reach, and power. U.S. Air Force article from the Air University of the U.S. Air Force, the final report put out about the future possibilities of 2025 that I just stated. The U.S. Air Force, ladies and gentlemen, while there is no firm evidence that the U.S. Air Force weather warfare facilities have been deliberately applied to modify the weather patterns, one would expect that if these capabilities are being developed for military use, they would at least be the object of routine testing, much in the same way as the testing of a new conventional and strategic weapons that went on back in the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s that I've already covered in part 4 of our series of 20 and 12. Needless to say that the subject matter of this is a scientific no-no, meaning the scientists that work on it, and ladies and gentlemen, when you talk, you walk. The possibility of climatic or environmental manipulations as part of a military or intelligence agenda by any nation could be devastating to those to which they inflict. Ladies and gentlemen, we could say, well, it's unusual weather, and we write it off as Mother Nature. But there are things going on in governments as they begin to recognize other nations' ability to modify the world's climate for military use. These have joined the global warming consensus in a major study. The Pentagon has analyzed in detail the implications of various global warming scenarios. Ladies and gentlemen, but not one word is mentioned about its main weather warfare program, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, or HAARP, based in Alaska. that are to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. There's more to conceal than to reveal. It is the sly of the hen being quicker than the eye. 4 destructive hurricanes and a tropical rainstorm occurred in sequence. The U.S. damage on our southern states, including Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, and the Carolinas, was the highest in U.S. history. Brazil in 2004 had its first ever hurricane formed in the South Atlantic, striking Brazil with 90 mile an hour. Unheard of. Japan, China, and the Korean Peninsula has suffered its highest number of typhoon strikes on record, and the storms, which hit at the rate of 1 per week for much of the summer, wreaked havoc in Taiwan, China, and the Korean Peninsula. Somebody practicing, or just a statement to toe the line? In China in August 2004, a typhoon, its worst in 48 years, killed at least 164 people and injured more than 1,800 in a province in China. Ladies and gentlemen, it disrupted life of 13 million people as they were displaced through massive floods just last year. United States in 2003 had 562 tornadoes, the highest in recorded history, far exceeding the previous monthly peak of 399 in June of 1992. India, 2003, a pre-monsoon heat wave caused peak temperatures between 45 and 49 degrees Celsius, which is equal to 120 degrees Fahrenheit, killing more than 1,400 people. Unprecedented. Somebody training? Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, in Sri Lanka, heavy rainfalls from tropical cyclone brought drastic wet conditions, causing flooding and landslides and more than 300 fatalities. In Western Europe, in 2003, they experienced extremely high summer temperatures. And then, just this year, in Western Europe, they experienced the most rainfall. Ladies and gentlemen, it was horrendous. As Switzerland experienced its hottest June in 2003, and at least 250 years, as they had been keeping records, it was the hottest record in 2003. Ladies and gentlemen, went up to 118 degrees in a mountainous region. We are now in the time of climatic manipulation by nations that have the technology of this high-frequency active aurora research program. It's been in existence since 92. It's part of a new generation of sophisticated weaponry under the U.S. Strategic Defense Initiative. We got to get it if they've got it, ladies and gentlemen. And they've got it, according to Khrushchev, 40 years ago. Something's going on. And people that have these weapons will eventually use them. Well, I got to close here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Part 9. Of the year 2012. I've enjoyed being with you. This is Pastor Buddy. You listen to the Shepherd's Call around the world on the Transmitting Jewel of the South. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to write me for this series, and you like all of the CDs, we're going to do about 10 hours, probably would be one more message, Yahweh willing, upon the series 2012. You need this for reference, and you can say that a man told you so. Ladies and gentlemen, we're heading down the highway to a war to rid the earth of some of the problems that it is now brought upon itself. A large population will vanish from this earth through war, through famine, through drought, through pestilence, through starvation. These things are happening right now. One child every 3 seconds dies for the lack of food in its stomach. And we are only thinking about eating and drinking and being merry. Remember what the Good Samaritan done when he found his brother naked and wounded? Ladies and gentlemen, you are one person, but you can make a difference. Return to Yahweh. Repent and call upon his amazing grace. And let Yahweh direct your path. Write me tonight. I need your help to get this message of prophetic prophecy to the people in the world. I believe that there is a reason. I also believe that there is a cause. And this cause is, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to press toward the mark and the high calling which is upon the nation as we speak. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the old song is trying to tell me that we need to get on the battlefield. If you will, why don't you just call me tonight? Area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. I'm live tonight here on the 28th day of our month of October. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can write me. Just simply address your cards or letters. Also, tuck me in an offering. I appreciate your help. Just write Pastor Buddy. That's all you'll need. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. And if you'll do that, I'd certainly appreciate it. If you'd like to contact Dr. Garrett tonight, 1-877-289-7439. Write his number down and give him a call tomorrow. That's toll-free. That's Dr. Garrett. He can provide you with some of the things that you might need to protect yourself in the coming Holocaust. And ladies and gentlemen, America will not be immune from the terrific things that Satan has got planned, not only for America, but the whole earth. Remember to read, as I've said, Revelation chapter 11, verse 18. Read that real good and pray and fast on it. If you'd like to call my good friend, Brother Paul, for STEM Tech, his number is 1-800-253-2748. Ladies and gentlemen, we must get on out of here. And as we go off with our battlefield song, we want you to know we love you very much. Keep the faith and don't deny that great magnanimous name. Matter of fact, get washed in it and cleaned up and ready to go on the battlefield for Yahweh. I'll see you next Sunday night on WWCR.